This meeting is now being recorded.
Welcome everybody to the Latin Generation Panel meeting on 9th of January 2018. Happy New Year to everybody. We have Bill, Dennis, Jean Paul, Max, Mariana, Mikal, Pitinan, and Samad on the call. So over to you, Mariana.
Okay, welcome to our first Latin GP call in 2018. We are trying to finalize our 2 years' work, which was pretty hard, at least for me. So you have seen the agenda, I sent it. I have nothing special to say in the beginning. I just wanted to ask leaders of the groups to give the report and to give their view what will be our next steps and how shall we proceed, what was done, what should we do in the future, because we have almost 3 weeks till our face-to-face meeting. That's why I want to discuss with you also the agenda for our face-to-face meeting to address it in the best way. Okay. Mats, will you start first about report, with your report about repertoire group? You have done a lot of job during December. Mats? Hello? Oh.
So Mats has typed in the chat room that he cannot hear anything or speak. I think so his connection is probably not as good. I've actually requested him to connect again. So he should be back online shortly.
Is he trying to connect using Adobe Connect or maybe the phone? I can't see. It is Adobe Connect only. No, he's now trying to connect again. No. Okay, we can wait for Mats. Mats can start a little bit later. Maybe Dennis can say a few words. What is the status of the variant working group? And Mats can take the stage a little bit later when he connects. Dennis, could you?
Yes, Mariana. Thank you.
Yes, please. Give a short report where we are with variant group.
Yep, it's going to be very short. Short and sweet, we completed Cyrillic as of last year, and variant analysis for cross script with Armenian and Greek is underway. We should have that completed before the Brazos meeting, and that's where we are today. Just want to clarify, the team is analyzing the cross-grid variants, and during Brazos meeting, we will try to finalize it based on the team's findings.
Okay.
Yep, that's it, Mirjana.
Okay, thank you very much, Dennis. Thank you. We have Matt back? Matt, can you speak?
Yes, I can speak.
Okay, that's good, at least.
I'm on the phone.
I'm usually using the phone when I'm chairing these sessions because sometimes Adobe Connect doesn't work properly and you cannot be sure that you will be heard or that you can listen. So, Dennis just gave us a short report about status of the variant group, and you have sent 2 reports to email list, and I wanted you to speak about it and to say what do you think. I saw that you have finished all checking all the code points in our repertoire during the holidays. And you produced these 2 reports, which we got today in email. So please, I want to give.
Samad, can you display the file was with problems.
Which one do you want to go with first?
The one that said problematic and not in MSR.
Okay, it's coming up.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. I could maybe make it a bit larger. I have gone through all the code points in the repertoire. I have looked at the references to make sure that I think that I can see that there is support for the language and all the code points. And I have removed some of the code points because I found it clear that there is no support. Either there is no support written, or the material clearly does not support the code point. But there are some cases which I'd like to have somebody or several people looking at, and those are listed here. I want to have a second eye on those. Okay, it's very large now, maybe too large.
It's okay. It is now. It can be seen well, even in a small screen.
Okay. So so there is a comment. In the file, I have I have stricken over the ones that I have removed. So it's still there in the file. Maybe I should remove it so it makes the file clearer and shorter. And then I have a comment where these are taken from the comments. So in the first row, a Latin small letter A with Macron plus combining acute, it's said to be supported in Tongan, but I found it doubtful. So yeah. I think it would be good if people could look at that. Secondly, in this file, we can see the code points that we have that are not in MSR. So here in the middle, it says a P proposed. 0268, that is, it's okay as a code point, as a character, but it's not in MSR, and we have sent the proposal. The row after, it's a sequence, which is based on the same code point. So it's first part is proposed, and the second part, the combining tilde, is already in MSR. Then there is another code point, which is okay, as a supported by language, but it's not in MSR2, and we have not proposed that because it was incorrectly coded in the spreadsheet. So there was a cross at MSR, but it's not an MSR.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this one we have not proposed.
Okay.
And, well, down here is yet another one, which is proposed. So we see with a P, those are proposed. I just want us to have those in mind, too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if do you want me to clean the spreadsheet from everything I've crossed out to make it easier to read?
Oh, my personal opinion is that it is good to have this spreadsheet as it is, because we can at least I can see how what was your approach in doing this. You know, but if other people think that it will be easier if you clean it, maybe leave it like this and make the second one cleaner, something like this. I don't know. I like to have everything in one spreadsheet, and maybe to ease the work in the future, to make another spreadsheet which is cleaned of everything you think it is finished. Because you are asking people for second opinion or to look at something. And maybe it will be good if all this, it is not a long spreadsheet, it is maybe 20, something like this, characters. I will like to look at every specific character and see, just like your curiosity, nothing special, because I'm not an expert. So that's my opinion. What the other people think? What other people think? Bill is agreeing to keep everything there. Is there any other opinion? Michael.
Okay.
Okay, Michael thinks also that everything should be kept together.
Okay, so there's another aspect that is in some cases we have a lot of languages supporting a character.
Yeah.
And should we keep all those languages supporting the character? I mean, 10 languages. Those cases will not be the difficult one, but it extends the document. Or should we remove everything more than 3?
But we put some effort to produce those references, and the final document will not have all these references. Let's say like links, but Sarmad with his people will produce references coded as numbers. They will produce the list of references. Every reference should have a specific number, and in one column where is the description of the code point, all the references could be put in one column. I mean, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7. Or maybe we can ask Sarmad. Sarmad has to say something. Okay. Let's hear Sarmad, what he has to say. Sarmad, please.
So I think there are both sides to this particular question. One, of course, is that it's always useful to keep the data, which everybody's worked so hard to collate. So there's certainly value in that. Obviously, on the other side, there is that issue that if we dump everything in proposal, the proposal sometimes may become unreadable. In the case of Arabic, from what I remember, we actually had a very similar problem that for some particular code points, there were many different languages which were supporting it. And mm-hmm. In the case of Arabic, what we ended up doing was that we just listed, two or three top cases and just left it there. and did not document all of them in the proposal. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Sarmad, very much for this suggestion. I don't mind to keep just two or three references per code point, although how should we decide which are the most valuable references? I'm not quite sure.
Right. Sorry to cut in, but in that case, I think you keep the ones which have the lowest EGIDS value because they are the most...
Oh, yeah, I understand it. Okay.
Well, Sarmad, I want to modify what you said.
Okay.
The one with the lowest, the highest rank or lowest value, if they support the character well. So it should be a reference that supports the character very well and as low EGIDS value as possible.
Yeah, maybe something like this. So three references. I am writing something for myself.
Yeah.
Three references. So, yeah, please continue.
Right. To do this, one has to do approximately what I did over the Christmas vacation, go through everything. Well,
mm-hmm.
The cases where there are many and remove, of course. Look at the references.
Mm-hmm.
And a good approach is, of course, to start with the lowest one. So if there are three, number one, then remove the rest.
So, but if we start doing this, should we do it on the same copy of the repertoire, or could we make another column close to the previous one? Oh no, no, we have yeah.
What?
Because
there's a risk if we have multiple versions.
Yeah.
They diverge. I have made copies.
Okay.
When I was working, I made copies to my local computer to make sure that if something happens, I could revert. But I don't think that we should have another copy of the repertoire, because then there's a risk that things divert.
I agree with you. I completely agree with you. So you have finished a huge job. I mean, doing all this checking, and you have a last version of the repertoire on your computer. I will make another one on my computer for any case, and just after this meeting, and so we need some volunteers to start. Michael has a comment. Michael, please, before I proceed. Michael, please. What is on your mind?
I also wrote something to the chat box. I just want to say that in addition to what has been said, I think it would be useful to conceptually keep the spreadsheet more in the sense of a database, which is also the reason why I had, for example, originally suggested, among others, that we switch from a Word-based format, which also has tables, to a spreadsheet format, because we can filter that. So I don't think we should create copies now in order to prevent versioning conflicts for the future, but I think at some point we should do like a close-up on our analysis, and at that point we can start copying over specific references and make a choice about which reference to keep in case we have duplicates or even more supporting evidence for single code points. But I think keeping the data will become useful, for example, further analysis, and in case there comes doubt or there is feedback from, let's say, integration panel, or if we, for example, proceed to produce second level tables or anything of the sort. So my suggestion is consider the Excel sheet a database, not a file to be submitted, that is, to ICANN or integration panel,
You're fading, Michael. Please keep your mic close to your mouth. I don't hear you well. So you are proposing to make some kind of database, but I didn't catch exactly what kind of which kind of database. Michael?
Sorry, can you hear me now?
Yeah, now it's good. It's perfect now.
Okay. So I was saying that I think that just conceptually we should consider the Excel sheet or the spreadsheet a kind of a database. Keep it
okay.
As because we can always filter it and make extra and extrapolate copies for forwarding to ICANN or integration panel. I think it's just a conceptual thing that it's more of a database rather than a final file we submit to anyone. And I think we should keep any additional data because it documents the process of our research and of our work, as you also said, and it allows us to produce further data in case the data we present is not enough, and it allows us to reuse the same data for further projects, such as, for example, a second level analysis, which Arabic Script Working Group is now doing. I hope that makes any sense. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. I'm trying to figure how could we do it.
Spreadsheets have filter functions, so you can always filter the spreadsheet, and that's the advantage why we switched originally from a Word-based format to a format.
That's okay, but in this, Mats, maybe he might have some idea. Mats, please.
Well, I both agree and disagree with you, Michael. A spreadsheet could be used as a database if you keep it very clean and don't try to use it for inspection, and instead have something in the front that filters, etc. But it's in this case it's limited because we have just one table, so it's not a good database. It's a quite lousy database to be
used. Yeah.
So we win some and lose some by keeping the data. We lose the oversight. It gets more crowded and less manageable. And we have to remove. We cannot have 10 languages supporting each character. It means both additional work to codify the references, and also it will be too much to present to the integration panel. What is more important is to make sure that we do have support for every character than having 10 for some characters. There's no use for that. It's better to have 3 good ones and get rid of the rest. And then look at the ones where we have only 1 or 2 and make sure that we really have support for the character, because that was not the case when I looked at some of them. And as you can see in the one in the file presented, there are still doubtful cases.
Okay, sure. Just as a final suggestion, which I could make as an alternative, which I think would be equivalent in the end, is make a copy of the file before you start removing additional data, and then just rename it something like as archive copy from and the date of some sort. I think that would be an equivalent. Thank you.
I might have another suggestion. Simon, please. Sarwat wants to say something.
Something probably more simplistic, but I'm not sure whether it's going to work, but just wanting to share it. One option to just clean things up is to hide the rows, which we don't want. That it keeps it there, but visually it's not, you know, visually it's not there, but one can always unhide it later. So that's another option.
My idea was then to add another column, which will state which of the references will be treated as first, second, and third. And all the references without the number in this column won't be treated in the future. That's another approach. But also the approach with hiding the rows is equivalent. I mean, is maybe it is easier to follow, to look to the table if we hide some columns. We have to decide which approach should we accept. Any ideas? Could you simply use a second sheet tab on the overall spreadsheet? I don't know what is it.
Yeah.
Make all approaches seem workable, plus one to Sarmad or Mirjana approach. I don't understand, Bill, what are you suggesting, because I'm not very good with Excel.
Okay, in Excel, there is you can have multiple sheets
views.
And what is
like views on the table on one spreadsheet.
It's
like
one file, one
but
separate sheets within that file, and then all of the data is in one place.
I don't know how it works. That's why I'm asking about it. It is something similar, like a different view on a database or something like this. You have all the rows. Yeah?
Actually, in this case, you probably end up making a copy of the original data. So it's actually, you will, even though it's in the same file, it's a different copy of the data.
Yeah. Max?
Yona, if you look at the spreadsheet
of
Google Docs, you can see there are three tabs. Main data, combined marks in MSR2.
Oh, I see. Multiple sheets in one Excel file. Okay, that's something I know. I understand.
Making a copy of it is very simple.
I agree.
You can export it as Excel or ODS or PDF.
That's
and,
it. Sorry.
And that could be done as a backup, and we can store that I forget the name of the storage that we use.
But you are fading. At least I don't hear you.
We can store it in Dropbox. We can save a copy of it.
Yeah, okay, as another spreadsheet in the same file. And work on the first spreadsheet in the file or something like this. We have to make a clear explanation for the people who will do, who will inspect references, what should be done. I mean, that everyone understands it, can start working on it. Because we are just 4 or 5 persons, and those people are working on variants that does not have enough time. So I can try, but I can't do anything in your file. So you should make a copy and say this is a backup copy, and we should start working on the first spreadsheet in the file. Make a map.
Yeah, we can. I can try to hide rows. We could do that if people think it's the best solution.
I don't
know. I mean, if you hide rows and then they are hidden, you don't see them anyway. So of course you can unhide them, but then you don't know where to unhide. So if you start to unhiding, you're actually changing things. So I'm not sure that's a good idea.
Okay.
I think it's better that we make a copy.
Yeah.
A backup that we store on Dropbox.
Okay.
And then we can always go back if we need to.
Okay. So, would you do a copy of the spreadsheet and make a copy in the Dropbox, and after that you can say, we can start working on deleting multiple more than three references for every code point, keeping in mind that we should keep the references with lowest EGDS level or something like this. Just to summarize our discussion and to put it on the list. Could you do this?
Yes.
Okay. After that, it will be easy for everyone, because we have, in some instances, more references in one row. In the same row, we have two, three references in the references aligned with one code point. And in the other situations, we have it to unify the data set, that all references should be, every reference for a specific code point should be in a separate row. That's one of the things which should be done also.
Right now, every language is in its own row. So I split.
Oh, you split it. Yeah, I didn't check it. That's a huge job. You really have a lot of things to do during the last 15, 20 days. Okay.
Yeah,
please.
It took a while to do that.
Yeah.
But in some cases, there are more than one reference for the same language. And in that case, those references is in the same cell.
Okay. Dabek, yeah, Michael is commenting. Yeah. Okay. Could we conclude this this discussion in the following way? Max will summarize our discussion and give us instructions when it is possible to start deleting multiple references for a specific code point, keeping in mind that the references with the lowest EGDS level language should be checked. Something like this.
And not only. I mean, we have to look at the references to make sure that it's a good reference.
Oh, yeah. We have to check references before we clear all the references. Yeah, please. Put all these steps in one short instruction. And we can start to do it. At least I can do. I can start to do it, because in a few days I will have more time to devote to the work of. And this is a physical work. And when we finish this, Pitinan and Sarmand with his team can start putting references as it is necessary for the final report.
Yeah. Okay. So. If we go back, I will send those instructions. If we go back to the PDF which is shown here on the screen.
Okay.
What should we do with 1E3D?
Sorry?
Latin small letter L with circumflex below. It's in the middle.
Yeah.
It's not in MSR.
Yeah?
It's not in our proposed MSR.
Okay.
So what should we do with that?
And it is used in the specific language. We have the reference for...
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But when we sent our proposal for the new letters for the next version of MSR, we said that it is the present situation on this date. So we shall add this letter to our final proposal.
Or should we send that to them now?
Maybe let's ask Samad. Maybe we can send it now. We can send a new version of the.
Right, so I would.
Yeah, please, Samad.
Right. What I would do is just keep it as light as possible so that we can get it through as quickly as possible. So just on behalf of Latin GP, one of you just email me and say that you'd like to add this to the list of recommended code points.
Okay.
And please also share the language or languages which use this code point, and I will just forward that way. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Should I because I made some I sent should I add it to the previous paper and send it like a new version of the paper, or just I think it is best, I don't know, or should I send only the proposal for one new? Sorry, I think it is better to keep it together and to send the version number 2 of our proposal for MSR2 than keeping it in a different document. At least for me it is more, it makes more sense.
I think it's better to update the document and send a new version, because then we have one document with our proposal instead of having two.
That's my opinion too. So I will do it immediately after this call, and I will send. I will clear this comment which I sent. Why we didn't propose some letter over there, and add one new letter. So we shall have the same version as previous, just with one more letter, and I'll say that it is the second. I might send it to Latin GP if there is any comments to it, and send it tomorrow, for example. If there will be no comments for until tomorrow, I can send it officially to Sarman, to ask him to send it to integration panel.
This is Sarmad. I would suggest that you send it today, because I think the IP is meeting later today to make their final call.
Okay.
So it's better if you can send it in right away. I think that.
Okay, I will send it immediately after this meeting today to you and to Latin GP group, and I hope I won't make any more mistakes. So we have this specific letter. It is, let me see, it is L. Yeah, this one with no marks in MSR column. L, Latin small letter L with circumflex below.
Yes.
It is used in just a moment. It is
in Venda
Venda.
Venda. Comments. Yeah.
Okay.
And that's the only one that remained after my review. So there were at least another one outside MSR, but I excluded that. So this is the only one.
Okay. I'll do it immediately after this call.
Yes. And also, the code points that I've listed here in the PDF that you see.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else besides those that are not yet in MSR, it's not a problem. They are fine. But the ones which are in MSR, and I have a comment on those. I'd like you to look at those and see if you agree with me. Well, I don't know. This is in between. If you agree with me, if you think it should be below or above. And there are different reasons. So in some cases, I don't think the language is good enough. So I don't think that Kabyle is good enough. I don't think we should have it as a reference. That's why I write that it's doubtful that we should accept the language attesting any, because I don't think it seems like it's using Latin script in that way.
I'm not sure I understood it correctly. I understood it at all. It was too much information for me.
Right, but look at all these cases that I've listed.
Okay.
Be critical. Do you really think that it meets our criteria? Is it attested? Does the language really use? Is the language really using Latin script? Etc.
Yeah, but this is the question for all members of the panel of the Nation panel. Please look at Matt's comments and be critical to his comments and try to check it and say what you think about it. That could be the conclusion at the end. But that's the task for all people on this panel. Okay.
Yeah, and in one case. In most cases here, in all cases but one, it's a question whether we should keep the code point or not.
Mm-hmm.
So, except for one case, and that is Latin small letter N with dot above, because there is one language that has good support for it. One language.
Mm-hmm.
But there are two languages I think that it's too weak support in one case and conflicting material in the other case. So I don't think it's a good enough support. And when we look at this, we should put the IP hat on. Will they think that our reference is good enough?
Mm-hmm.
So we should be critical.
Okay, yes, I understand. And I hope the other people is understanding too what was on your mind. Michael, please. Michael has to say something, wants to say something.
Thank you, Maria. Hello. I just wanted to ask Matt, would you please clarify what the contents of those two files are and what the contents not are? That is, do these two files contain all code points sorted by single one or combinations or sequences, which you found eligible for inclusion, or also those ones which you did not find eligible for inclusion? So does it only contain the ones you have reconfirmed or the ones you have disconfirmed, or I fail to understand exactly that. Could you please explain that? Thank you.
Okay. The file that we see now, problematic or not in MSR, are the ones that are on the border. If it's not in MSR, it might be that we cannot include it. Okay. Or the support is not good enough. So these are the ones that we might not get through.
Okay, I have a question. Does problematic or not an MSR, the file, also contain all those ones where you are of the clear opinion that they are not eligible for inclusion?
No.
So is there a filtered list of those also?
If my opinion was that they are not not supported, then they are crossed out in the database and not included in this file at all. You will see them as crossed out.
It's quite a lot which you have crossed out. Do I see that correct? I'm seeing,
yes,
just by skimming through it, at least 20, 30.
Oh, there's a lot of code points crossed out because in some cases there has been no language at all. Can I share a file, a PDF? Someone?
Sure, Max. You have a control. I'll stop sharing this one.
For clarification, my question was only about those where
Do you see my the file I'm sharing?
No, I'm seeing a blue screen.
Yeah, I see a part of the screen and some. How is this called? Finder window,
okay,
and so on.
I'll try again.
Yeah.
Preview. This is the one. Now?
Now it is
now
better, yeah. Now it is better.
Okay. This is the database in PDF version, which I made a copy of it. And here you see from the top, can you read the text?
It is a little bit small, but I have a very small screen, so it doesn't matter. I think the other people can view it properly.
Is
yeah.
it better
the,
now? Is it
yeah,
better
yeah.
now?
Now it
okay.
is okay. Yeah.
Okay. The first one, it says no attest, no attestation. There is no language having 0294. So it's quite simple. Latin medical was a stop. It was not attested at all. So it's crossed out. You see it crossed out. The code point is crossed out, and the Unicode name and the glyph is crossed out. Okay. So there's a lot of those. And then if you come down here, cannot be attested. You see what I marked here? Latin small letter A with Caron. It's claimed to be in Kirundi.
Yeah.
It isn't.
It is.
Not my judgment. if we go down.
Sorry, is that case then contained in the list which you called problematic or not an MSR?
These are not included, no. Because these are crossed out. These are removed. And you're welcome to look at those. I found them quite clear not to be included, or very clear. I can have made mistakes. But I had to make up my mind somewhere.
Yeah.
And if we scroll down here, here is one example. This one is included in the list. This is not crossed out. Cannot be attested? Question mark.
And that is saying that the file is problematic or not an MSR, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Do you have in your mind a rough figure how many are crossed out where there was evidence in the first or second stages of repository building, repository for looking for evidence for the repository, which you have crossed out. Not sure if that was word is clear.
Well, no, I wasn't. If you go to the spreadsheet in Google and click at remove from main data, you see everything what I have considered to be removed. And there you can see the difference between NOAA test, where it's empty, no language at all, and the cases where there are languages. But either the language is not good enough. So Chechen is not using Latin, it's using Cyrillic. So that one I've removed.
So and a few other languages are using Cyrillic also.
Yeah, the ones that don't use Latin anymore.
Yeah, don't use Latin at all, yes.
Anymore. It could have been used before, but not anymore. It must be concurrent.
So those are 212 code points? Those are 212 code points or 211 contained in the spreadsheet or in the tabula removed from main data?
Well, sometimes multiple, but and you have also the modified letter turn comma, which is multiple times, which I have refused or rejected.
Yeah, all commas are rejected.
Generally, I trust your judgment. I don't have a problem with that. I just think that it's a significant change of the data based on the review by a single person, where from what I understand of a process, before there was a multiple, there was a review process which involved several people, not just one person. Is that correct?
But a lot of these have no data at all. And that's quite unproblematic, right?
Yeah, of course.
So if there is no data at all, we have no choice. So half of them at least.
Yeah.
But even if it's half, I'm counting 211 lines.
I have asked for review of my work. I sent an email to people asking for review. So I have not done this by myself without saying anything. I've asked for review.
I'm sorry, when did you send that email?
During December.
Yeah, a few days before New Year, before Christmas or something like this.
Yeah, I sent it before Christmas, and I sent it between Christmas and New Year.
Yeah, New Year again, yeah. You did it. But I had no time to look at it, and it is not. I mean, if someone has time, Michael, if you can find the time, you can look at this removed characters and see. Maybe I will look to when I start looking at this repertoire spreadsheet. I am also interested in why some of these characters are removed, but everybody can make a mistake, but we cannot, we are not a group of people we are doing the best we can, and we are doing it in a good faith, I mean, and if there is a capacity to make another review of all these characters, it's okay. But we need a volunteer to do it. Mm. Are you volunteering, Michael, to look again at the repertoire as it is now?
But Michael, you can see here what I show on the screen. There is a lot of cases where there is no language at all.
Yeah.
Sure, those are not problematic at all. I wasn't referring to those. I was only referring to those where, from what I understand, our process worked. There was a first pass, so one person looked at something. Then there was a second pass. The second person looked at something. The second person.
Yeah, it is okay if there is a capacity to do it. Or we can
changing out the process. But anyways, I didn't see your email in between the holidays because I wasn't reading a lot of emails. I'm sorry about that.
I sent emails both before Christmas and in between the Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah.
And while I was working with it.
Yeah, I was traveling. Sorry.
Yeah, that's the problem. But nothing is lost yet. If you have time, you can look at it. It is not all, every code point. It should be investigated again. Just this one, which was removed by Max. And if you find something which confuses you, we can discuss it during our next meeting. That's another thing. Or maybe we can decide during our face-to-face meeting to pass again through all these characters. But that's another thing which I wanted to discuss with you. We are close to the end of the hour. I wanted to discuss with you the proposal for the face-to-face meeting in Brussels, but there is no time at this moment. So please look at it, and it seems that we should have another meeting before Brussels meeting in 1 week or 2 weeks from now to finish discussion about this and to discuss our agenda for the face-to-face meeting in Brussels. Concerning the final report, Bill put some text in it, but I suppose that we should finish this report during our face-to-face meeting in Brussels. Also, I have started to work on language tables, but I haven't finished it as I supposed so I don't have anything to share with you up to now. And so it seems that we should have another meeting before Brussels meeting, another telephone call. Should we do it next week or in 2 weeks? I mean, let me see the date. I forgot it. We have January 16th on January 23rd for another Latin GP meeting. To finalize the things, at least to have some kind of agenda, accepted agenda for the Brussels meeting. And what do you think, which date is most suitable to you? I just don't want to. Let's have it in 2 weeks, on the January 23rd. But it's okay for Hazen. 23rd is fine, Jean-Paul. Then it's 23rd work for everybody. So we shall have one more meeting before Brussels meeting on the 23rd of January to finalize agenda for face-to-face meeting and to see where we are in this moment with the status of repertoire and variant. Okay. Sarmad, Bill. Sarmad. Yes, 23rd January, another meeting. Bill is agrees also. So we shall hear each other on 23rd of January. I will propose another agenda similar to the agenda for today. Max will give us a short instructions how to to reduce the number of references to every code point. And Michael, if you have time, please look if you can check the exclusion of some code points done by Mats. It is good to have the second review, but there is no volunteer at this moment to do it. So everybody who could do it, please do it.
Yeah.
And Michael is volunteering to look. Okay, thank you, Michael, very much. Okay, thank you, everybody.
Can I just a word? It's very simple to see the removed ones because they are in its own tab. Removed from main data. There you can see them.
The work of Michael. Oh, of Michael. Yeah, he will see it. Okay. Thank you very much for joining this meeting. I will close the meeting now. Bill was sending me drafting group meeting. I don't think so. I don't know. Bill is asking, shall we have a drafting group meeting before Brussels meeting? But I think you put everything in the report what we have up to now, and we shall be capable to finalize the report during the Brussels meeting. What do you think, Sermet? Should we discuss
again, something? I'm actually not. It's up to you. Obviously, it's useful to discuss before, but again, obviously, that bears on everybody's time. So that's the only constraint. Otherwise, obviously, it's very. It's certainly useful to have a discussion on where we are and what needs to be done further.
I'm okay either way. I just wanted to ask so I could make sure I had my schedule correct.
Yeah, I understand you properly, but I don't think it. If we cannot, I will prepare the list of languages used in this group and find. Clean some columns and so on, which I think it is not necessary, and that will be an appendix to our report. And you have done from the material we had before. You put proper things in the skeleton of the report, so we didn't look at it. And I think depends on the work which is in progress now. So I think it is enough to have the meeting in 2 weeks and to see where we are and to have the proper agenda for 3 days meeting in Brussels. And also, if we need some more time, we have the third day in the afternoon to add something and to do, because we all shall be 3 full days in Brussels, as I understood. And it is a lot of time and a lot of things could be done. Okay. Any other opinion? So, I want to close the meeting now, and if there is any other suggestions, I will please send it to the mailing list, and we... Okay. Sorry for my confusion. Thank you very much for today, for joining this meeting today, and hear you in 2 weeks. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, everyone.
Bye.
Bye all.
Bye all.